today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio from Iran. Be with us. The topic that which today we're going to concern about is importance of secrecy. I mean, keeping things secret in Islamic viewpoint. So be with us.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Friday, is the 30th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 25th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. This is Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 12.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu jtanibu kathiran min al-dhann inna ba'd al-dhann ithm ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم.
O you who have believed, avoid much negative assumption. Indeed, some assumption is sin. And do not spy or backbite each other. Would one of you like to eat the flesh of his brother when dead? You would detest it. And fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is accepting of repentance and merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse in question treats of factors perturbing the peace and brotherhood amongst believers, among which mention may be made of suspicious, prying, and backbiting. It is worthy of note that the Holy Quran recommends believers to entertain good intentions towards others and refrain from entertaining suspicion about others. The Arabic word غيبة designates talking behind someone's back without people being aware of the same, and it happens to be offensive to the person being backbiten.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Importance of secrecy, keeping things secret in Islam is the discussion, is the center in this episode of today's special. Islam, by expressing the restrictions related to privacy, defined the actions causing its violation and prohibits people from doing them and considers punishments for those committing such actions. One of the moral greatness in the instructions of Islam is the characteristic of covering others' fault. The importance of this good characteristic is to that extent that the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny states, anyone who notices an unfavorable and disgraceful deed from his religious brother and keeps it covered, Allah the Almighty covers his faults both in this world and the world hereafter. Keeping a person's reputation by covering and not revealing his faults from others, according to Islam's perspective, is a chivalry of fault covering the person.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. This is Ali, your host, from IRB English Radio, and we shall be with you, inshallah, in our today's show, with our topic that is secrecy and how to keep secrets. Every person, every family, and every organization and society have more or less secrets and information that others should not be aware of, because revealing it to others may cause great harm and troubles. So what is important in that revealing secrets is due to the weakness of the ego and the weakness of the intellect. Secrets of a person are not outside of two states, either they express the state of prosperity or a good outcome, or it tells about misfortune and failure. Secrecy is good in both cases, because if a secret informs about the state and prosperity of a person, its disclosure will cause the enmity of ill-wishers and the envy of the people of the time and the expectation of the people of greed and fears. So all in all, anyone who does not keep his own secrets cannot keep the secrets of others. And we have learned it even from the language of the infallibles, as Imam Ali alayhi salam said, and we referred to it earlier. And again, in this regard, he says, a person who cannot keep his own secrets cannot keep the secrets of others. It's not fair to uncover whatever has been told to you. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Why we keep so many secrets, whom you should and should not tell. Confiding secrets can be liberating and may reduce emotional distress. It affords one an opportunity to talk through painful problems or memories. But whom do you tell? Because secrets, by nature, are personal and sometimes painful, having confidence in your confidence is key. However, seeking an audience that is both respective and reliable, as well as attentive and trustworthy, is easier said than done. When sharing information, casual acquaintances are probably not your first choice. And long gone is the stranger on a train, someone we never expected to see again. Nowadays, you meet people in pools, and you connect via social space. Consider the people you know. If you can envision one or more candidates, then you have an excellent support system. Then again, you may have such a delicate secret that no one comes to mind. This part, we'll look at how to keep a secret, avoiding the topic. Change the conversation topic, dear friend, if necessary. If you are talking to someone who mentions something related to the secret, you may need to change the topic of conversation. Or continuing to talk about something that reminds you of the secret will put it in the front of your mind and may tempt you to tell. Or try to change the subject casually so that the person does not notice that you are avoiding telling her something. If necessary, find a reason to leave. Sometimes removing yourself from the conversation is the only way to keep quiet.
Keeping a secret and respecting the secret of others, as opposed to prying into them, is a virtue related to self-discipline and sensitivity. Those who lack understanding cannot guard a secret, and those who do not care about the consequences of words and actions cannot be considered discreet. It is usually wiser not to relate your private concerns to others, especially if they are unattractive, offensive, or lacking in merit. To do so can embarrass loved ones and delight enemies, and have other unpleasant consequences as well. Hearts are created as safes for keeping secrets. Intelligence is their lock. Willpower is their key. No one can break into the safe and steal its valuables if the lock or key are not faulty. Allahu Akbar. Bear in mind that those who carry others' secrets to you might bear yours to others. Do not give such tactless people any chance to learn even the smallest details of your private concerns. If you entrust another secret to someone who previously disclosed one, your lack of perception and poor judgment in choosing a confidant is plain for all to see. One whose own heart is firm on this matter and who is vigilant cannot be deceived and seduced repeatedly in this way. There are secrets related to the person, the family, and the nation. By disclosing a personal secret, you are interfering with a person's honor. By disclosing a family secret, you are interfering with a family's honor. And by disclosing a national secret, you are interfering with the nation's honor. A secret is a power only as long as it stays with its owner. But it is a weapon that may be used against its owner if it passes into the hands of others.
I'm sure you agree with me. It's a nice topic to discuss, to know more about it. So inshallah, we'll continue on the next episode of today's special. Till then, that is tomorrow. Allah keep all of you sound and safe. Fi amanillah. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad.
محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي